In our Acts reading this morning, Paul is speaking boldly to people in Greece about what he sees in their idols with words on them and the very shrines that house those things. He speaks boldly into their culture, and in the New International Version, the word shrine is translated as temple. Paul will not let the living God be thought of as kept in what is made by human hands. He stretches boldly their minds to encompass and go into their hearts with the words in verse 28, "For in God we live and move and have our being, and God is not far from each of us." Using the words "in you" in this passage today can be interpreted as plural. Each of us becomes us together or among us. And in our time and culture, we need to hear that and remember the God we worship is not in the empty building or the things we love about that church building. God is not far from each of us when we are not there, but in our places to worship when we cannot be there to worship. It is different, this worship we do in this pandemic time, but it is with each other to God, who is near each, and thus in the midst as only God can be. And yes, we have technology to help us be together in a certain way, but it is not perfect, nor are we who use it. So it is what it is. And God is with us each and together through it, and yet so far more and beyond it. Some years ago, I watched a long boat, a shell with many rowers, all very much in sync. It was on the Charles River, somewhere near Boston. It was crew working together as a team, gliding ever so smoothly through the water, sometimes picking up speed, always in balance, and with a set rhythm. It requires discipline, learning, and practice. It is all about them together. And like anything that takes devoted attention and time, each rower had to make choices along the way about how to live and do what they are dedicated to doing and love doing. It also takes patience with each other, with the winds and the rough waters that come their way. There is beauty to what they do, the oars dipping together in sync, and a smoothness of movement ever forward. The gospel writer John gives us words of comfort this morning. He gives those words to the followers of Jesus then, and us now. How must they have felt? And the comfort they are being given comes as strength and courage to continue on, as he will go to be with the Father God. But he will leave them the Spirit of Truth to be with them forever. Forever. They will not be alone like an orphan, but with another advocate. Another like Jesus, another to be alongside them then and us now, guiding and caring through the times of struggle in our faith, with our doubts and questions, in our cultural anxiety, in our boldness to live witnessing the love and the obedience to God that Jesus models for us. There is no social distancing required of the Holy Spirit. So in our social distancing, and some in isolation, there is that Spirit of Truth ever close. The most important thing we do in worship is listen. And that means at times a bit of silence as well as the words and the songs. Yet silence becomes more difficult in the technology. One article I read this week about Zoom fatigue said that even a pause can lessen the impact of the words or the speaker, because people tend to worry in the quiet about the technology. And what we see, especially ourselves, impacts our concentration. It is not a natural way of interaction, and we need to be ever aware of ways to buffer the impact and to reconnect with the world and keep trust in the bigger picture, which is beyond us and our group. The focus becomes tight to us, and we need to ever broaden it as we can. We are confined in our own space, in the context of a very anxiety-provoking crisis, and our only space for certain interaction is often a computer window. I hear especially from one who is a teacher with remote teaching, as well as her kids who Zoom or Duo with their teachers and friends. We cannot worship in the way we are used to. We cannot read much in unison. We cannot sing together, really. We can turn off the camera. We can mute our voices. But for me, it takes away the strength of the voice we come together to be in unity. So we let some things go, and we trust in the Spirit to connect what is deep in our hearts, as only the Spirit of Truth can do, as it ever builds up and brings together. The Spirit sings in us for all. The Spirit will move us along. Christ lives, we live. The Spirit gives to those long ago and to us today a security just like that so needed by children left alone. In a small book, The Seven Whispers by Christina Baldwin, she says, we are to ask for what we need and then offer what we can. It is a circle of receiving and giving with each other as church. And if we do not ask for what we need, if we do not offer what we can, then we do not move in the Spirit we are given to be for each other and others. Others who are seeking, lost, grieving, and in need. We are the body of Christ for each other, and others we witness to by our very way of living out love. I do not know yet how the work of this transition time can be done with so much screen time. I trust that things will work through to a place of being together, some without the screen. But I also trust God is great enough to work in ways we have yet to experience or refine. Life moves, and church life moves, in our work together, our prayer together, our talk together, through the mystery of Spirit given, that we may become the hands, the heart, the body of Jesus. Robert Frost wrote a poem to celebrate his daughter's wedding. It is called The Master Speed. Marriage and church are both built on relationship. Relationships with God and each other are committed to trusting in God and the love and the right living with one another. Frost speaks of a different freedom in such a marriage as to live a swiftness of time that is not of haste, but rather of a graceful coordination in a rhythmic working together that is mutual movement forward through time, wing to wing and oar to oar. Jesus gave what holds together and works mysteriously in a way that, in Frost's words, cannot be parted or swept away from one another once you are agreed that life is only life forevermore, together, wing to wing, and oar to oar. I have learned that shelling or crewing works with a coxswain who calls out the orders and steers the boat. And so that makes Jesus our coxswain, keeping our endeavors in a synchrony, steering and keeping our direction straight and true. I believe we as church live in the Spirit that gives life and meaning through shared words and experiences. Christ is the head, and we are the body, and He made sure we have what we need with us to live together, wing to wing in our believing, and oar to oar in our work, which loves God with God's own love. Through that love God gives, we love each other and all others. In the Spirit of Truth, our advocate, and love abides now and forever. Amen.